Yes, I lost them somewhere.
I stepped into the kitchen and watched, leaning against the table, as Krita Kano made an omelet. With deft movements, she cracked the eggs, added seasoning, and beat the mixture.
Meaning you came here naked?
Yes, that is correct,
said Krita Kano, as if it were the most natural thing in the world.
I was completely naked. You know that, Mr. Okada. You put the cover on me.
True enough, I mumbled. But what I'd like to know is, where and how did you lose your clothing, and how did you manage to get here with nothing on?
I don't know any more than you do,
said Krita Kano, shaking the frying pan to fold the omelet over on itself. You don't know any more than I do? I repeated. Krita Kano slipped the omelet onto a plate and garnished it with a few stalks of freshly steamed broccoli. She had also made toast, which she set on the table along with coffee. I put out the butter and salt and pepper. Then, like a newly married couple, we sat down to breakfast, facing each other. It was then that I remembered my mark. Krita Kano had shown no surprise when she looked at me, and she asked me nothing about it. I reached up to touch the spot and found it slightly warm, as before.
Does that hurt, Mr. Okada?
No, not at all, I said. Krita Kano stared at my face.
It looks like a mark,
she said. It looks like a mark to me, too, I said. I'm wondering whether I should show it to a doctor or not.
It strikes me as something that a doctor would not be able to help with.
You may be right, I said, but I can't just ignore it. Fork in hand, Krita Kano thought for a moment.
If you have shopping or other business, I could do it for you. You can stay inside as long as you like, if you would rather not go out.
I'm grateful for the offer, but you must have your own things to do, and I can't just stay holed up here forever. Krita Kano thought about that for a while, too.
Malta Kano would probably know how to deal with this.
Would you mind getting in touch with her for me, then?
Malta Kano gets in touch with other people, but she does not allow people to get in touch with her.
Krita Kano bit into a piece of broccoli. But you can get in touch with her, I'm sure.
Of course. We're sisters.
Well, next time you talk to her, why don't you ask her about my mark? Or you could ask her to get in touch with me.
I'm sorry, but that is something I cannot do. I'm not allowed to approach my sister on someone else's behalf. It's a sort of rule we have.
Buttering my toast, I let out a sigh. You mean to say, if I have something I need to talk to Malta Kano about, all I can do is wait for her to get in touch with me?
That is exactly what I mean,
said Krita Kano. Then she nodded.
But about that mark, unless it hurts or itches, I suggest that you forget about it for a while. I never let things like that bother me, and you should not let it bother you either, Mr. Okada. People just get these things sometimes.
I wonder, I said. For several minutes after that, we went on eating our breakfast in silence. I hadn't eaten breakfast with another person for quite a while now, and this breakfast was particularly delicious. Krita Kano seemed pleased when I told her this. Anyhow, I said, about your clothes.
Does it bother you that I put on your wife's clothing without permission?
She asked with obvious concern. No, not at all. I don't care what you wear of Kumiko's. She left them here, after all. What I'm concerned about is how you lost your own clothes.
And not just my clothes. My shoes, too.
So how did it happen?
I can't remember,
said Krita Kano.
All I know is I woke up in your bed with nothing on. I can't remember what happened before that.
You did go down into the well, didn't you, after I left?
That I do remember, and I fell asleep down there, but I can't remember anything after that.
Which means you don't have any recollection of how you got out of the well?
None at all. There is a gap in my memory.
Krita Kano held up both index fingers, about 8 inches apart. How much time that was supposed to represent, I have no idea. I don't suppose you remember what you did with the rope ladder either. It's gone, you know.
I don't know anything about the ladder. I don't even remember if I climbed it to get out of the well.
I stared at the coffee cup in my hand for a time.
Do you mind